This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A nearly 500-foot proposed wind turbine is causing contention in the small town of Holland in the Northeast Kingdom. As VPR's Rebecca Sinanis reports, this is just the latest of controversial renewable energy projects to cause a stir in the rural area, pitting pastoral beauty against innovative environmental causes.
It's windy just about every day on Brian and Kim Champney's land in the very northern reaches of Vermont. That's why they're looking to lease a portion of their property to developer Dave Blittersdorf for a 499-foot wind turbine, calling it the Dairy Air Wind Project.
I kind of think it's our duty to try to better the future for, you know, our children, our neighbors' children. And yeah, I wholeheartedly believe in renewable energy.
Standing on the spot where he hopes the turbine will be erected, Brian Champney says as farmers, they're harvesters. And harvesting wind is just one more way to feed his community.
This is a great way to diversify the farm, you know, and to generate some income from us. It's going to generate income for the town.
The energy produced would go back into the Vermont grid, providing renewable energy for the state. Kim Champney says there are very few business opportunities in the area. She thinks in addition to being part of making Vermont more sustainable, it brings revenue to the area.
Through the contract, the town gets money towards the state education fund, as well as the town itself gets an amount of money every year, annually. And we're just trying to help. There's no businesses in this town.
But not everyone in Holland sees it that way. In a townwide vote, 314 residents, a large majority, voted against the wind turbine on the Champney's property. Thresher Hollis was one of them. He lives less than a mile from the Champneys and would be able to see the turbine from his house. He says after 10 years of living on his Holland property, if the wind turbine goes up, he and his wife move out.
After coming back from the service, I wanted to return to the Green Mountain State, not the Gray Mountain State, meaning that all these gray industrial turbines are on the ridgelines instead of the Green Mountains.
Thresher is part of a group called Citizens for Responsible Energy Holland. They're a group trying to find the right balance of sustainable energy projects and pastoral beauty.
It's a group that got together to oppose any industrial power, but we're definitely not against any logical means of renewable energy in Holland.
Like others in the area, Thresher worries property values will go down, with wind turbines obstructing the views of the Northeast Kingdom. But in nearby Lowell, where wind turbines were installed several years ago, appraisers did not consider the wind turbines in their most recent assessment of the local property values. They said there's not enough history or evidence to do so at this time. A permit for the Dairy Air Wind Project will likely be submitted to the Vermont Public Service Board within the next couple weeks. That board will decide if the project is in the public good. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.